of the true and living God.
Amen.
Please be seated. It is clear in the New Testament that there are two kinds of power. There's the power of the world, and there is the power that is from above. The people have been expecting a Messiah for many years, but they did not expect a Messiah who looked like Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus, who is meek and humble, unarmed, nonviolent, bringing a different kind of power than they ever imagined. They expected someone who would hurl stones like David and topple giants. One who would not turn the other cheek and ask them to do the same. The story of Palm Sunday, leading into the story of the Passion, is a story about the power of God versus the power of the world. It's important to remember the context of Jerusalem at that time. And in particular, not just at that time, but during that week. Now, Jerusalem, you might be surprised to hear, was a city of only about 30,000 people, 30 or 40,000. But at Passover, as many as 200,000 people would come and swell the city with humanity. And it was an occupied land. In 63 BC, Jerusalem was taken over by the Roman Empire. And the Romans famously were very smart about power. They knew that when they occupied a place, it was a good thing not to destroy the culture of that place or the religion of that place, but rather to try to make it work for them, try to co-opt it. And that is exactly what they did. They established their own leaders to be in control. They appointed their own priests. And they established fees and taxes at the temple. And imagine the frustration that you would feel if you were a devout person and you went to the temple to do your observance, to practice the temple rituals, and you had to pay taxes and fees that then would be used, that very money, to build temples to gods, to Roman gods. Notice, too, that there's also a competing theology because the Romans believed that Caesar was a son of God. The high priests during Jesus' time were appointed by the Roman governor, and the chief priests and the scribes were all part of the system. It was taking the power of religion and handing it over to the power of a state. So it's important to note, when Jesus speaks against the temple, we need to understand he is not speaking against Judaism. He is speaking against the powers of the world when they corrupt the power of religion. When Jesus enters the city of Jerusalem in his procession coming in from the west, from the east, it's actually a contrast to another procession. This is pointed out in a book that is called The Last Week, written by New Testament scholars Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan, and they lay out what happens on each day of the last week, starting with the Sunday, the Palm Sunday. They point out that there were two processions likely happening at the very same time. So the first procession, the one we don't read about in the Bible, would have been when Pontius Pilate, the governor, is entering into the city. Remember, a city of 30,000, having 200,000 people there, it's a volatile situation. The Roman governor needed to be present to show power, to keep order. That procession, you would have seen horses, weapons and many soldiers, as it was a display of might. And at the very same time, coming in from the other side of the city was Jesus on a donkey with people's cloaks laying away for him and people waving their branches. And it could not be clearer. There are two powers on display. One will last forever and one will do itself in. Caesar built himself up by destroying others. Jesus sacrifices himself in order to build others up. In fact, all of us, even the very people who were there to hurt him. On this day, we are confronted with the two processions and with the question, Which will we join? I believe we are meant to be responsible citizens, civic-minded people, especially the people who live in this area, which is so civically oriented. We are to give Caesar the things that are Caesar's, but not at the expense of giving to God the things that are God's. There is a power struggle. It is happening in Jerusalem and in the Holy Land right now, and it is happening in our land as well. We always have the option to choose to get behind the power that is from above, born of love, of compassion, of humility, of justice, of sacrifice. These are the holy currencies of the realm of God, and in fact, the only currencies that matter. It is an easy thing to say and a harder thing to do, except when we remember the grace that has already been given to us, which empowers us to do these things. How when the worst that the world had to offer was met by the best of God in the place of the cross. And when in reply to the people's words, "Crucify him," Jesus says, "Forgive them." We cannot get power right without discovering the power that is in grace. And when we do, we will discover that the love of power is always going to fail when it comes against the power of love. Amen.